Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks, Rachel, and I am so glad you've joined us for another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast today. I want to jump into our topic, and in this one, it's about spiritual investment. Now, if you make an investment, one of the things that you expect is a return on that investment. I found a few stats that I thought you would find interesting, that there was a reason why people weren't buying stock in Apple back in 1996. Most people thought it was a terrible, terrible idea, what they were trying to create. That year, Time magazine called the company a chaotic mess. Fortune magazine said that Apple was a company investors should probably avoid. And they went on to say, the idea that they're going to go back to the past to hit a big home run is delusional. It went on to say that software developer Dave Weiner told the Financial Times in 1997, many observers thought the company would either go belly up or be bought by a larger, more functional business. Now, here's what's interesting. It didn't meet the criteria of buy low, sell high. As a matter of fact, one of the things about that investment would have been this. If you had bought $1,000 worth of stock in Apple in 1996, you would be a multimillionaire today just on that one investment. I wonder what would happen if we treated the presence of the Spirit of God as an investment in our life to be a part of the kingdom of God in His work. You know, there's a reason why people don't often hit the right mark in the investment. When everybody else is greedy, be afraid. And when everyone else is afraid, be greedy. Isn't that interesting? And I found that as a quote that I was looking around in preparation for this, and I found myself, sometimes I think we have to almost trick ourselves into recognizing and knowing what God has called us to. But if you're like me, I have a hard time making a spiritual investment because I stay so anxious about my own world and my own fears. Now, maybe you've got it all together. Maybe you don't have any insecurities. Maybe you're not anxious at all. But based on recent studies, about 8.5 out of 10 people have desperate anxiety in America today. And by the way, the younger they are, the greater tendency it is today to try and treat for anxiety. Paul writes to the church in Philippi in his book called Philippians in chapter 4. Here's what he says beginning in verse 4. Always be full of joy in the Lord. That sounds really easy for you, Paul. It must have been easy for your day. The problem was, he's writing this from prison. He's shackled down. He's experienced everything that you can imagine. This is a cat that had been beaten, scourged, imprisoned falsely. He'd been on a ship and shipwrecked, only to be washed up on a beach where a snake bites him, and it just goes on and on. He'd been thrown into slavery, and Paul had every reason to be a whiny-hiney, and yet at the same time, Paul is saying, hey, always be full of joy in the Lord. And then he says, just to make sure we get it, I say again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. Remember, the Lord is coming soon. You know, every now and then when I get into that mode where I don't want to invest my time or my heart or my feelings into others, I want to hold on and be greedy to what I have. I don't want to invest in the kingdom of God. I don't want to invest in other people because I'm just so anxious about my own little world. And maybe that's you. I've confessed before our church, I can be a worrywart. I can be the person that genuinely breaks the heart of God because at times I don't trust that He's coming through for me. That I at times can literally be the guy that just doesn't make the faith and the spiritual investment to say, Lord, for 58 years, you've provided for me. I believe if, Lord, you allow me to live to 59, you'll still provide for me. But Paul goes on then, and he says in verse 6, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done, and then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your heart and mind as you live in Christ Jesus. Now, let me put the Chuck version of that last sentence in there. Then you will experience a return on your investment in the faith you have in God. And when you allow yourself to experience a full and complete surrender of your investment, meaning you have surrendered your anxiety, you've surrendered those things within you that keep saying, wait a minute, that you can't do it, you're not good enough, you're not worthy, that you might even just break out in song, that you might say, Lord, I trust you. Paul also writes it to other people that are dealing with the same thing in the same church and says, when this happens, rejoice in the Lord. But you know, rejoice is not one of those words that we use. You don't walk into the office and people say, what's on your plate today? And you say, I'm here to rejoice. I mean, it's like the church or in your private quiet time with God. That's the only time we use that word, rejoice. But Paul says, go ahead and do this. Be full of joy in the Lord. Rejoice. And let him take those insecurities. Let him take those fears. And then, like that Zach Williams song, just go ahead and sing it out loud wherever you're at. Fear. He is a liar. I mean, just go for it. I mean, if you put the windows down and you sing it so loud that that dude eating like an Egg McMuffin next to you, he will have to spit it out and he'll have a spot on his shirt and remember all day long that, wait a minute, I did this because I don't have to live in fear. Well, maybe not, but you know, you get the idea. Friend, listen, if it's good enough to trust God for heaven, I promise you it's more than good enough to trust him with our fears, our anxieties, and all of our insecurities. Today, let your prayer be, God, take all my fear, take all my anxiety, take all my insecurity, and would you replace it with the investment of trust and faith and hope found only in you. Lord, you promised that we would have enough mercies for this day, and they were fresh. You promised that you would give us peace. God, give me peace today, and let me surrender all of those anxieties and all of those fears and all of those insecurities and fill them up with your grace. God, we trust you to do that. My friend, I cannot wait to see you at Sugar Hill Church. Rachel, tell us all about it, and I look forward to seeing you again on another Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.